100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon, and you're listening to the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. I'm not dead yet, so we've got some stories. Yes, stories, plural. The weekly challenge, you know, where I post a topic and you come up with a bunch of stories, send them in, I collect them up, put a little kiss on its forehead, and send it out over the podcast feed. The topic this week was pound, and we got quite a few stories. We got them from Jeffrey, Charlie, Richard, Muncie, Aubrey, Serendipity, Zachman, Lizzie, Marv, and Norval Joe. You can learn more about these people from the links that they've provided up at the site. Show notes. Hey, the text of the stories, in case they were talking with marbles in their mouth. Or if their pet hamster is named Marbles and in their mouth, and that's kind of weird. How about we listen to some of the stories and you just settle back and enjoy. Let's hear Jeffrey.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 507 on the topic of pound. My first story is called The Diet. My wife observed that I had gained a few pounds. If by few, one meant around 20. So I resolved to do something about it. I ate smaller portions, I exercised more, and I filled up on leafy vegetables. But nothing worked. As I poured myself a stiff drink, my wife made an arch comment about the number of calories in alcohol. No wonder you're not losing weight. Honey, I replied, a man has its limits. I'm hungry after meals, I keep eating rabbit food, and if this bicycle weren't stationary, I'd have pedaled to Alaska. Of course I need to drink more. And my second story is called Foreign Travel. Sam stepped up to the currency exchange counter. Hello, I'm traveling to England, so I need some euros. The lady blinked. If you're going to the UK, you need pounds sterling, not euros.
The UK?
No, just England. England is part of the United Kingdom, and they have their own currency, not the euro.
Having two names is very confusing. They should pick one.
And their own currency?
Since when?
The UK never adopted the euro. They've used the pound for hundreds of years.
The pound? But that's a unit of weight, not money.
Over there, it's money.
Well, what do they use to weigh things?
I believe they're on the metric system, so they use kilograms, not pounds.
This is too confusing. I'll go to Canada instead.
Give me some Canadian euros. You mean dollars?
No. If there's one thing I know, it's that dollars are American.
Oh, fine, sir. How many Canadian euros would you like?
Just give me 100 kilograms worth.
And that's it for me this week. I will be back next week with more stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Charlie. I've got three stories for you today. He would pound a couple of shots and a few beers. Then he'd ask for a mixed drink and start making his rounds throughout the bar. Most of the time, he'd bring a couple of cans of Laffy String from the trunk of his Volvo and use it to get the party started. Without any circumspection or discretion at all. He'd cover one end of the dance floor to the other with yards of pink plastic goo, a lot finding its way into people's hair and their drinks. Dennis was an insufferable asshole, but he was our church pastor. Number two. My friend dropped 200 pounds. She had gastric band surgery. After putting a $1,000 deposit down, she pays $150 a month until the $15,000 fee is paid off. She was a compulsive eater, just as she is a compulsive talker. Her mouth is always moving, and if she isn't talking, she's stuffing herself with chips, cake, cookies, and little bits of other fat-inducing goodies. After her weight loss, she lightened her hair and let it grow. She still weighs 300 pounds, but she can walk now without help. Her gallbladder had to be removed, and she has chronic indigestion. My other mate dropped 200 pounds at the dog track each month. He had a severe gambling addiction, including purchase of lots of lottery tickets during the week and spending a fortune online with sports betting. His children went without, and his wife took two buses across town to work at a fast food place in Twiddlebury. Other plonkers dropped pounds on bets on the weather and what the sex would be of the next illegitimate child born at the nunnery. No one suffered more than his youngest girl, who had to wear the cast-offs of her older brother.
Well, good morning, everybody. Richard here. And I've got lots and lots of stories. Goodness me, if I had a pound for every story I'd written this week, I'd have 4 pounds. Yes, indeed. So let's get on with them. First one's called Lycra. For my New Year's resolution, I decided to get fit. Not necessarily going the whole hog and getting a gym body, but just lose a few pounds and tone up. It's not a pretty sight, though. A sweaty, overweight, middle-aged bloke, red-faced and panting, clad head to toe in skin-tight lycra. The gear alone has cost me a small fortune, but there's a method to my madness. You see, I reckon if you're going to pound the streets, you have to make the effort to look the part, even if looking the part makes you look like an idiot. And here's my second story, 1 pound. I know a pound of lead weighs no more than a pound of feathers, but trust me, psychologically, lead is always going to seem heavier. How do I know? 20 years loading cargo, that's how. I'll take feathers over lead any day. If it looks heavy, it will feel heavy. No amount of reasoning will make any difference. Give me feathers, foam, polystyrene or bubble wrap any time, and it won't feel like work. Lead or iron, and you've an unhappy man on your hands. Not that management care. All they're interested in is their pound of flesh. Here we go. Third story, third attempt. This one's called Ogre and Ogre Again. Boggins could scarcely believe his luck. For once, everything was going his way. And without any of that unnecessary mucking about, slaying dragons. Gazing down at the gold, he became aware of a dark shadow suddenly looming over his shoulder. A shadow that was disconcertingly ogre-shaped, and a rather angry ogre at that. "I'm going to pound you so flat, you'll be a hobbit pancake," the ogre snarled. Once again, Boggins' trusty staff swung into action, and once again the ogre fell to the floor with a thud. Taking no chances, Boggins resorted to double granny knots. And so, fourth and finally, this is the Gospel according to Norman, the parable of the annoying neighbour. It came to pass, a man was aroused from his rest by a hammering upon his door. "Why, neighbour, do you pound upon my doorpost at this late hour, summoning me from my bed?" "Sir," the neighbour replied, "my young wife has wandered from her chamber and is lost. Will you help search for her?" "Indeed I will not, for a husband who loses his wife has no business asking another for assistance." The man closed his door, thereupon which the neighbour continued to pound, which bothered the man not, since he was far too busy pounding his neighbour's wife. And that's all for this week, and aren't you glad about that? So until next time, goodbye.
Greetings, Januarians. Munzee here, back once more with a brand new microphone and a delicious story for you to enjoy. So get to enjoying it. Pound Cake by Christopher Monroe. Pound cake is delicious cake made with flour, butter, eggs, and sugar in a 1-1-1-1 ratio, baked in either a loaf pan or bundt mold, then either dusted with powdered sugar, glazed, or on rare occasion, served with a coat of icing. Recipes vary by region, but that's the basics no matter where you go, and ordering a slice of pound cake, that's approximately what you should expect. Pound cake is also a kiss-off you can say to someone in the heat of anger, but it's a confusing one that I wouldn't recommend. But that's neither here nor there. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. This has been my story for the week, Januarians. I hope you enjoy your week, and we'll be back in 7 days with a new story that is unlikely to also be a recipe.
Hi, I am Aubrey Lynn Jepson of AubreyLynnJepson.wordpress.com, a.k.a. The Taming of the Muse. And here's my story for this week. "You've got your pound of flesh. Let her go," he growled. "Come, come, James. Did you really think it would be so easy? I have everything I want now. You, the girl, the bomb," the villainess retorted as she slithered toward him. She stopped suddenly, and her eyes widened. He waited for her to continue, but instead she slumped to the ground in front of him, revealing the so-called girl behind her. "She talks too much. Gave me a good chance to get out of my restraints." She held up a wrench. "And to get this handy thing."
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. I like to think I'm contributing something to society, keeping the streets clean and safe, and giving those poor strays a little care and kindness. Of course, working at the pound isn't glamorous. It's a hard, dirty, smelly job. And being voluntary, there's no wage at the end of the day. That's not to say there aren't perks. Those special moments when we can rehome a stray with a loving family. As for those who don't find a home, they go into the mincer. I get a good price for the meat. From McDonald's.
This is Zach Mann. Thump thump. So my kid, who is sensitive to noise, can't sleep. Neither can I. Thump thump. He tells me using the noise-reducing headphones doesn't stop the house from shaking, and being on the opposite side of the house from the thumping doesn't help any. This is the last time I buy a house that isn't at least 10 feet away from the next house. It's like living in the goddamn telltale heart every time my neighbor, who shares a wall, turns on his bass-heavy stereo. I'm hearing the telltale heart, but I haven't even killed anyone yet.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Andrew only wanted to belong to the group of cool guys. According to the book, to be accepted, you must eat a pound of salt, they said. So, he agreed. The result wasn't good. His family, friends, and doctors asked him why, but he never gave the guys up. When he was about to die, he recalled having read that in China, nobility used to commit suicide by eating salt. His intention had definitely not been to commit suicide, quite the opposite. The guys denied everything, even the existence of the book. Andrew's last thought was, "Ugly people, happy monsters." And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizzygoodkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, Marv here. Thank goodness the holidays are over and I've had time to sit down and write a story for the weekly challenge. It's titled, Pound. London Bobby Nigel Bakersfield was patrolling his beat when he spied several boys harassing a woman. Rushing to the woman, Nigel yelled, "What's going on here?" With that, the boys scattered away. "Are you all right, madam?" Nigel inquired.
"Not bloody likely, I'd say,"
she replied.
"Those buggers just grabbed 2 pounds of Earl Grey tea I just bought for £6.15.
Nigel handed the woman a crisp 10-pound note, grinned and said, "I'll make sure that they pay well for it. I'll be pounding some sense into those young blokes' heads." Slapping his baton in the palm of his left hand, "I hope you enjoyed, and we'll probably be seeing you next week."
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 507 with a prompt of pound. Here's my story. Billy needed one more 10-pound sack of steer manure and his project would be complete. Mixing the stuff at a 1-to-1 ratio with plaster of Paris, he created a modeling material that was easy to shape, had a long working time, and was light enough when fully dry that it wouldn't be too hard to move the finished project. Working the modeling material around a wire frame, he finished the head of a life-sized model of Donald Trump. He couldn't wait to display his statue outside the hall where the presidential candidate was scheduled to speak. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Her place was a mess in the middle of a shitty neighborhood. She's a lousy cook and the pound cake came out of the freezer, but man, could she fuck like lightning. All the guys had to do was get past that first dinner. Spend a few minutes in the bathroom quietly throwing up, when switched some mouthwash around, and they were in for the ride of their life. Sadly for them and her, none did. So she got a few cats, fed them whatever canned stuff was on sale, bought an expensive vibrator from Amazon, and ordered out a lot.
There you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of pound. I hope you enjoyed the stories this week. I enjoyed them a lot. You can enjoy these stories over and over again by going to the archive at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The show notes, the text of the stories, links to people's sites if they aren't ashamed to share them. And all sorts of other things. The topic for next week is the line. So get your pens and paper and microphones and laptops and MP3 recorders and traveling bands all together. And come on and join us. Write a little, express a little, create a little. Also, you can share this lovely little show, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook or Tumblrs, or I think you can do it at Stitcher too. I don't know. I use Stitcher now. I don't use iTunes for syncing up podcast to my little phone, and now that my commute is about to be a little longer every morning, hey, you gotta listen to something. And God, NPR. I'm so sick of the world. But I'm not sick of you. So come back next week. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.